Today's daf in Masechet Kritut, brought to you by Bein Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Chav Zayin, and we are holding on daf Chav Amud Beit at the Halakha Mishnah. Hamafrish Shnei Tzla'im Le'asham. Now, of course, we've been talking about the din of Ashamot throughout here, and now we want to talk about the specific halachot, which we've left at the very end, about what exactly is the Asham brought from. Its value, because this is a very special korban where the Torah specifies uniquely the value, how much money you're supposed to pay, and it says, Berkecha kesef shkalim b'shekel ha-kodesh, as we've seen, is supposed to be the value of the asham. So, suppose a person was actually mafrish, those two sla'im for his asham, and he used the two sla'im to buy two elim for an asham. And the Gemara is going to ask how he managed to buy two for the price of one. Did it deem that they started off being cheaper and then he paid and made it fatter, worth more? That we'll see. But in any event, he managed to get two for the price here of the shtei sla'im. And if one of them is now worth two sla'im, imaya achad mehem yafa shtei sla'im, you can bring that one for your asham, despite the fact that initially you bought two for the price of the shnei sla'im. The second one, of course, it has the din of motarot. Motarot, halacha always is that you wait till it gets a mum, you sell it, and you use its value to bring a nidava, which was the kayetz hamizbeach, nidvat olat zibur. Suppose you use the money for your ayil accidentally to buy two big elim for a barbecue. Well, of course, then you were mo'el in the money. Now you owe another asham, because this time you did a me'ila. So if you use that to buy a barbecue, well, if one of those big steers was going to be, what is a steer? That's a cow type, isn't it? It's not a ram. We don't need rams, right?
A steer is a castrated bull.
Yeah, not a steer, so a ram. I don't know if we actually eat that. But in any event, you should take one of them being worth the two sla'im. You could use that one for your asham. So bring it. Yakriv la'ashamo. And the second one, you should bring if it's worth... if it's worth enough for your me'ila, then bring the second one for me'ilato. So in this case, the first one was worth two sla'im, which just happens to be the value that you're supposed to bring for your me'ila. So go ahead and bring that as your karma. The second one, echad, was yafa asara zuz. The second one was worth 10 zuz. Now guess what? 10 zuz happens to be exactly what you owe in monetary terms for the act of me'ila that you did. Because you took your two sla'im, each selah is worth 4 zuz, that gives you 8 zuz, but you've got to add 25% when you do a me'ila. So now you've got an additional 2 zuz, which equals 10 zuz. How do you like that? So the one that is left is worth 10 zuz. What do? The yafesh de sla'im, the one that's worth the two sla'im in value, should be brought as your korban asham, yikarei la'ashamo. The second one is just the amount of money that you've got to give for your me'ila in value, in cash. And that should be brought for payback. This is going to come out, what it means, payback of your me'ila. So there go both your stakes. Suppose you took the shtei sla'im and you used half of the value of the money to buy the asham and half of it to buy steaks. So, imaya shel asham yafa shtei sla'im. If the one that you bought the asham with, despite the fact that you didn't use the full shtei sla'im, was worth shtei sla'im yikarev l'ashamo, and the second one should be brought as his karban mi'ilah, lemi'ilato. But of course, in this case, since what it is that you damaged, so to speak, what you stole from Hekdesh, the value part, was only half of the two shleim, so you owe one sela plus 25%, which is a fifth of the total. So v'yavi ima sela v'chubsha. Okay, now I'm very confused by the use of the word me'ilato, because it's clear that something is very fishy. When you use the word me'ilato in the first case, where the second animal was worth 10 zuz, and you said bring it as me'ilato, what does that mean? Do you mean to bring it as your korban me'ilah? Is that what you mean? That means the first one should be brought as the asham, the original asham. And this one should be brought as your korban asham me'ilot, because it has the necessary value. What do you mean it has the necessary value? It's got 25% too much value. It's supposed to be shtei shlaim. So are you trying to tell me that the sheni le'ilato means the ela asham, in other words, the memra, that the extra 20% is invested in the animal that is brought as the me'ilah? First time I ever heard that. That's brought to Hani Ayomatile. That's got to be paid in cash or whatever in value. You're supposed to add the fifth, which is 25% of the original amount, on the cash payment that you're making. It's quite clear that you would bring that together with the value that you're paying back, not with the carbon. Not to mention the fact that if you take a look in the Sefer, the Od, Katani Sefer, Echad Le'Hashem, Ve'Echad Le'Kolin, suppose you split the two Slayim into two, and you use one of them to buy an appropriate Hashem, and the other one you went to buy an animal for steaks, or a barbecue. So, Imayashal Hashem Yafash Te Slayim, Yikarev La'Hashemo, and Hashemi Le'Mi'ilato, and with the Ilato, you should bring along the full value in cash plus the 25%. Sela v'chumsha, okay? So clearly, the Mishnah itself is telling you that the chomesh is to be paid in cash and not to be added to the price of the korban. So therefore, it can't possibly mean in the Reisha that me'ilato means the korban me'ilah. Okay, so obviously the meaning of the word me'ilah, ela, me'ilato, means in the Reisha the value of what you were nehneh min HaKadosh, right? Good. And right here, it's perfect. Right here, it's the shtei shleim. So, it's very good. And the other case, so if you've got over here, you've got two shleim that you were mafish for an asham, and you were mail in the whole darn thing because you bought both of them, which is that first case, you were lakach b'em shneilim l'chulin. So over there, it works out beautifully because the yafish shtei shleim comes as the ayon, the ela asham, and the yafah, sarazuz, is cash value of tenzuz, which is the value of the ila of shnei shkalim, which equals 8 zuz, plus 25%, equals 10 zuz. So it's yoyevle, that I'm going to be using to give l'maydi itane me'akadosh, that comes whatever I got from Hamish. And there, it equals exactly gizela v'chumsha. So that means that you're using the word, quote, me'ilato, unquote, to mean what? Gizela. Okay. Now, I want to point out to you that the Mishnah is very inconsistent. Because B'mayu Kimtan, how have you now explained the word L'mi'ilato in the Reisha? It means Gizelo. And you proved that very clearly. Can we move on, please, to the last case in the Mishnah? Ema Sefer. The last case of the Mishnah was you used one of the Sla'im to buy an Asham, and one of them to buy an animal for a barbecue. So there you say, Ema Yashal Asham, Yafash Te Sla'im, Yikrev La'ashamo. And the second one is lemi'ila, which should be brought together with sela v'chumsha. Now, there's no other way of interpreting the word me'ilato in this case, other than as the carbon asham that he has to bring for the me'ila. Sir Richard?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
That's what I need. Okay, so in this case, the word me'ilah has got to mean the animal that's being brought for the asham, because it says, bring with me'ilato the value of his sela and the chomesh, which is the value that you owe hagdish for what you stole. So now you're using the word me'ilato, unquote, as the el ha'asham. Now this is a little bit strange, isn't it? The Reisha is using the word me'ilato is used for the gezeilah. And the seifa, the word me'ilato, is used, the word me'ilato, is the el ha'asham. So how do you explain that? How do you explain this loose terminology that the Tana is engaging here? Which one is it? Says the Gemara. Well, I mean, it's very, very clear, isn't it? I mean, the point over here is that the Tana is going out of its way to clarify, look, you owe two ashamot, okay? So use two ashamot. We want to use the word me'ilah. So to clarify which one is being brought as your korban me'ilah. In the other case, where you have the exact value of 10, which can be brought as cash, so now we want to clarify that when we said the asham, and I'm bringing my me'ilato with it, it's obvious to the reader that that means I'm going to bring this animal plus this cash payment for my me'ila, and I'll pay my original asham from somewhere else. That's what it means. So he's making it clear by reisha, we're over there, the havilei ha'ayo, the word ruban is a very strange word over here. Many change it to zavan, the ayo that he bought. Others say the word ruban means the ribaya, meaning the growth of it, that which it's makayev here, so to speak, is the keren v'chumsho. So over there you call them ila gizelo, but over there the seifa, where the growth of this aisle is not the keren v'chumsho. So then to make it clear that the asham that you're bringing, that we're referring to, is the asham for the new mi'ilah that you did, as opposed to the original asham that you owed, whatever it was, because they all have to be shnei slaim anyway. So we call it mi'ilato, and there we could say, yavi ma'asela v'chumsha. And in a case where there are multiple ashamot, plus cash payments, the Tana is clarifying by using his language in this way, rather than obfuscating. Suppose a person wants to put together kinus chumashim. He wants to make a pile of chumash that he owes. And he, in this case, the guy was mayal, and then he was chayzer of a mayal, and he was chayzer of a mayal, each time being mechayev himself a chumash. Now he finally gets together enough chumashes that they were together worth the full price of the El HaAsham. Can he use that money of the kinus, bringing together his chumashim, to use it to be mitchaper, to use it to buy an actual ayah? What's the question? The question is this. Mi amrina, do we say that im timtza lomar adam mitchaper b'shevach hegdesh mishub dekatarech kameh aval hacha delo katarech lo mitchaper? So one way of looking at it like this, we're going to see that there's a big question about what the din is about a person being able to utilize added value that is accrued to an animal to be part of his kapara. So we have over here a minimal amount that the korban has to be worth. Now, is that the minimal amount he has to pay to buy the korban, or is it the minimal amount that he has to have invested in the korban, or is it the minimal amount that the korban is worth? Nothing to do with his investment. Now, that's a whole question that we're going to get to in a moment. So let's say that in a case where a person buys an ayah for one seller, and now he works on it, and he feeds it, and he raises it, until he fattens it up, and now it's worth two slaim. So let us say that in such a case, the din would be that Adam is mitchaper b'shevach hegdesh. But maybe that's because the katarach kameh. Maybe that's because he's done all this work to set it out the pasture and to take care of it, and that's why he can use that added value to be mechaper. Avalach adolo katarach. In this case, he was not. He did not put in any tircha. He just was mayal b'hegdesh and owed money to hegdesh. And maybe he can't use this added value of the chomesh, which belongs to Hegdesh, maybe he cannot view that as his own to be mitchaper, to be mitchaper with. Or you could look at it precisely the other way. O Dilma, even if imtim tzolomer in adam mitchaper b'shevach Hegdesh, even if you tell me that a person cannot utilize added value that accrues to Hegdesh to make it for his own kapara, that's because he was never mafresh the full value of this animal. He was only mafresh one seller. But in this case, where he puts together all his chomashim, and he adds them up out of his own pocket, despite the fact that they are shevach hekdesh, since he himself was originally mafresh this money to be his osham, maybe indeed he could be mitkaper with it. See that inside? Odilma im timtelo mar, even if you want to say that a person cannot be mitkaper b'shevach hekdesh, that's only because the lo afreshe. That's only because it hadn't been set aside for that purpose. Aval adein kinus chomashim, in this case, where you brought together all the chomashim that you owed, and you were mafreshet l'chatchila to buy your el hasham ikalameimar mitchaper. Perhaps you could be mitchaper with it. And I'd like you to review what it is I'm referring to when I'm talking about shevach hekdesh diboylo. The question was raised: mitchaper adam b'shevach hekdesh olo? Can an individual use accrued value to hekdesh or not? Now they tried to bring a raya from our case, Tashma, ha-mafrish ne-sla'im la-asham. You originally set aside the two sla'im for an asham that you owed. You went ahead and you bought shnei elim. What's the din, says our Mishnah? Well, if one of them was worth two sla'im, use the one that was worth two sla'im for your asham, and the second one is considered to be motarot, and therefore yera'ach yistaev, let it go out the pasture till it gets a mum, v'yimacher, sell it, and let its money be for an adava midvas tzibur. Now, I'm asking you, how did he manage to get something worth? We're reading the Gemara now. The Gemara obviously is going to deal with your question. So my lab, what is the case? Undoubtedly, that he paid one seller for Zuz, and then he goes and he takes it out to pasture and he fattens it up, and now it's worth two. You're saying, if currently it's worth two, so for Shabbat, and now it's worth Tumania. And it says over here, you can use that as your carbon. So clearly, even though you didn't pay that value, but now that it's worth that value, you can use it. Shema mina adam mitchaper b'shevach hekdesh. So here's your raya. Says, well, how do you know? Maybe it means that you got a great deal. You have a shepherd who works for you. You ask him to do you a favor, and he says, I'm going to give you a fantastic deal. I'm going to give you two for the price of one. And the truth is, on the market, it's really worth two. So the mission is coming to say, you bought an animal, the fact that you got a good deal doesn't possibly from the mizbeah. You got a good deal, so you paid, you use it. So his shepherd made things cheaper for him. So you can't bring a raya that this was shevach hekdesh. There was no shevach hekdesh. This is what you got it for originally. Okay, tashma, let's see. Here's another case. Lakach ayo b'sela. Here it says b'feirish. You paid a cheap ayo, you bought, for one sela. And then you went, and you fattened it up. Upotmo ve'emidah shtayim. And now it's worth two sla'im. Says here the bright of b'feirush kasher. You see, even though the fattening was of an animal that belongs to hekdesh, so it's shevach hekdesh. Shema mina adam mitchaper b'shevach hekdesh. So you see that indeed you can utilize accrued value to hekdesh. No, says the program. The way it said raya over here, since you had to fatten it up, it cost you the other four zuz to fatten it up. So over here, shpita mor shiny, thou chasel etzmanya. All in all, you invested in this animal. The four zuz that you originally bought it for, the original, and plus the other four zuz you had to invest to fatten it up. What did that hotel cost, Richie, over Pesach? Must have been fatten you up. Must have been at least four zuz.
At least four zuz.
At least, all right. They did a good job.
They did a good job. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely
Shevach. Not sure if it's Hegdesh, but it's Shevach.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
Tashma.
Two kilos at least.
Oh, you got off cheap, Richie.
Yeah, 2 kilos.
Tashma. Lakach ayil b'sela. How about this case? You bought an ayil for the price of a sela. And hareu b'shtayim. Behold, it is now worth two. That doesn't sound like you invest.
Kosher?
It seems to be saying that it just is worth on its own. No. It means that you fattened it. Oh, come on. What do you mean it means that you fattened it? That was the first case. Now you're saying a different case. The first case didn't have a... So how come the second case does? So how do you explain that? Okay, I know Reisha. I know. Both cases are talking about that you fattened it. But the Reisha is talking about that you invested in fattening it the full four zuz to make it worth shtei sla'im. So over there, the range is you bought it for four and you invested another four in the fattening. So in that case, you paid a full eight. The seifa, which is that you paid four, but you didn't pay another four to fatten it. You only fattened it at a price of three zela. But nonetheless, that additional fat was worth on the market another, because the animal looks a lot better, is worth 20. Wait a minute. So then, Yachim is safe. If that's the case, can you please just keep reading? What does it say about that case? It says, Yishalim Sela, but you owe another Sela. What do you mean you owe another Sela? You told me that actually meant that you put in three zuz. But if you put in three zuz, you only owe one more zuz. And over here it says you owe a sela. So obviously, must mean that you didn't put in anything. And it's just, here it is, market has changed, and you're able to use it. So you see that a person can be actually mitchaper, even though he didn't invest. No, yishalim doesn't mean yishalim, it means yashlim. Meaning the tashlum, whatever was left of the sela, which is an additional quarter, put in the other quarter. Aha! But wait! Isn't that itself the point? If the halacha over here is that ein adam mitchaper b'sheva hekdesh, as you're claiming, what good will it do you to put in another quarter? You need to have an ayil that is worth two sla'im. And you didn't. You only put in seven. It doesn't do any good to add another quarter on the side, does it? Well, the truth is that indeed the Lord Kasavar Adam is mitchaper b'sheva chemdesh. Oh man, you're driving me crazy. Then why are you paying another quarter? So then you could have used the entire extra value to be just natural or marketplace fluctuations. So then why is he even paying the other quarter? No, that's something else. The only reason you have to put in that other quarter is because people who see it and they don't see you adding money to it, they'll say, oh, look at this. Must be you don't really need to invest two slayim. So therefore we show you that we're paying the full value. Anyway, bottom line, what's the dent? As far as my question is concerned, you have a bunch of chomshin from a bunch of me'ilot. You put them together. They equal the shtei sla'im. Can you or can you not use them to buy your asham me'ilot? What's the halach? Toshma, here we go. It says beferish, b'sha'at afrasha yafa sela, and b'sha'at kapra yafa shtei sla'im yatsa. That if at the time that you were mafresh, this animal was only worth one sela, and then the price changes, and now it's worth two sla'im, you are yotzei. So clearly, Adam can be actually mechaper.
You actually have to
invest in that? No, you don't.
If you found a sheep?
No, that's for sure you don't, because that's yours. That is investing the money if you found a sheep. But if somebody gives you a gift to pay your carbon, he can pay for your carbon. Yeah, that's okay, because then it's really worth that. Boy, Rabbi Elazar. Adam mitchaper b'sheva chekdesh olo. Now, Rabbi Elazar, here we're going to, because we're being Isaac in this sukkah, we're going to bring three cases where Rabbi Elazar asked a question to Rabbi Yochanan, and it shocked Rabbi Yochanan that he asked this question. So Rabbi Elazar once asked this question to Rabbi Yochanan. Can a person be mitchaper b'sheva chekdesh or not? Oh, my Rabbi Yochanan, I can't believe it. This kid grew up with us here. Kama shanim gadal zebeneinu. It's like Barney has been here for 40 years. Velo shama lachazumi meni. He never learned this from me. But what do we... Bum, 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 bum. So what do you say? that Rabbi Yochanan had said that halacha? Does Richie remember when Rabbi Yochanan said that halacha? No, you see? So how come Richie doesn't remember it and Rabbi Elazar was supposed to remember it? Says the Gemara, no, he really did. I'll tell you what he said it on. Al Hada Am. He said on the following Mishnah. It's not. V'lat Todah. So a Todah as a child. Or a Tumurat Todah. Or a case where a guy is mafrish a carbon Todah. It gets lost. He's mafrish another one instead of it. Then he finds the first one. So both of them have to be brought in the Mizbeah. But only the one that's being brought originally for the Todah requires lech. You don't have to bring other lech. Comes along Rabbi Hanina, and this is what Rabbi Yochanan was referring to when he was shocked. Comes along Rabbi Hanina, quotes Rabbi Yochanan saying, what is this? It's Loshana la'achar kapara, the vlad eno ta'un lech. If you already have been yotze your chiyah, so the vlad does not require lechem because it's not being used as your chiyah todah. But if you're bringing a vlad for your todah where you hadn't brought the other, the mother, then it would require lechem. What do you mean? How can I use the vlad as my chiyah? Huh. Must be the Rabbi Yochanan holds that kasava am a kasava mitchaperad am b'shevach hekdesh. A vlad is shevach hekdesh. Originally it was only a mother. Now magically we've got two animals instead of one. An amazing thing. And so, he comes to tell me, you could use that Shevach Hekdesh. Another time, Rabbi Elazar asked Rabbi Yochanan, Ba'alei Chayim Nidachim Olo. Let's say something was Nidcha from the Mizbeach. We had many, many examples. So we have the Shnei Asirim, one of them dies, now you're left without a Zug to the others. Nidcha, can I use it? For instance, what's the din? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, I can't believe it. Barney has been here for 40 years. Harikama shanim gadal zebenin. V'lo shama alachazu mimeni. What? You mean that Rabbi Yochanan actually addressed this halacha? Richie, do you remember when Rabbi Yochanan addressed this halacha? No? Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, indeed, Rabbi Yochanan did address it. The Omer of Yochanan, Ne'imah, Shel Shnei Shutafim. In a case, we have an animal owned by two Shutafim. One of them is Magdish Hizef. Now, at that moment that he was Magdish Hizef, it's not Kodesh for Akrova, because you can't be Magdish a half an animal if you don't own the other half animal. If you own the other half an animal, then half an animal is a Dover Shamashamat Luyabo, and the whole thing becomes Kodesh. But if you don't own the other half, then what good is a half an animal? Memela, it was nitka from the Mizbeach. Okay. Now you turn around and you buy the other half off of your shutaf. And now you're magdishit. What's the din? Well, it's kodesh, but you can't bring it on the Mizbeach. Ve'ena kreva. And if you make a tamura, it can make a tamura, osat tamura, but the tamura also cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. And as we pointed out there, you learn from this three things of what Rabbi Yochanan Shita, Shema Minatlat, Shema Minabale Chayim Nidahim. Because over here, even though at the time it wasn't suitable, but now that the whole thing is Kodesh, is it not suitable? So you see, even though now it seems to be perfectly okay, the fact that initially it was Nitcha Me'al HaMizbeach means that that's a permanent pagam, and you can't bring it now to the Mizbeach, even though you fixed it up. Furthermore, Shema Mina, we also learn from here that Dichui Be'ikara HaVidichui, that even though there's two types of dihui. There is a dihui in which when you first brought it, it isn't yet ra'ui, and then it becomes ra'ui. That's not so bad, because things gradually grow into themselves. There's another dihui where something was ra'ui, and then something happened to it, to ruin it. So let's say you had the shnei seer, it was perfectly kosher, now one of them is shot. Now the other one isn't kosher. That's worse, because when something was already fully ro'i, and now it's been pushed away, to push away something bi'adayim is worse than it's not as yet being ready. But in this case, we're talking about even the lesser dihui. You were intending to buy the other half of the animal, but 10 minutes later you bought the other half, And it should be okay. Nope, says Rabbi Yochanan, even in that case, it's not okay. So that's the next thing we learn. And Shvamina Baalei Chayim Nidachet, Shvamina, where the Kedushat Damim is anyway Nidche. Because the idea over here is that initially it was never right for the Mizbech. So for all intents and purposes, it means the original Kedusha was only Kedushat Damim. Now when I add the other half, now I can own the whole thing, so I can give the whole thing to the Mizbeah. So I might have thought, even if you'll tell me in the case of the Shnei Seirim, Baalei Chayim, nonetheless, they're Nidachim, but that's because they're Kadosh to the Mizbeah. But how about with something only its value was Kadosh to the Mizbeah, not its goof? So I would say, oh, in that case, mail it, it's like cash. What's the Shach talk about? Being Nidche, Kamash, Malan, even Kedushat Damim is Nidche. Boy, Rabbi Elazar, another question that Rabbi Elazar asked was, suppose you cannot buy...
I mean, there's a bunch of gears changes there.
Yes, I just put them all in the right place. There you go. All I did was I took the repetitive Kedusha Damim Nitcha Yesh Dichoy V'damim, which is obviously ridiculous, because they both say the same thing. So I changed it into Shvamina Tlat. A, Baalei Chayim Nidachim. B, Dichoy Mikra, Ave Dichoy. And see, yesh dichoy v'damim. All right. Now, the next that Rabbi Eliezer asks to Rabbi Yochanan is, how about if the price of tla'im falls and you can't buy a tla for that much money, no matter how good a quality it is, because they just don't cost that much. There's a glut of tla'im. What happens then? Do we say that you can't be yaitze? Or what? Mi amrina, mifar nidrechem be'ina. Maybe the point is that the Torah wants the best. Okay, so you have the best. I paid as much as I can pay. Va'ika, that I've got. Oh, Dilma, or is this some type of absolute? I need to have paid kesef shkalim, and that I don't have. V'leka. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, wow. Kama shanim gadala bebet ha-midrash. Look at this. We've been together at the Beit HaMidrash, me and Barnea, for 40 years. V'lo shamanu alo chazu. And we never figured this one out. What do you mean we never figured this one out? Rich, you don't remember when Rabbi Yochanan explained this? He quoted Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Mipnei ma lo natna Torah kitzba bimchusrei kapara. Why didn't the Torah tell me how much to pay for a mchusrei kippurim? Somebody has to bring Chatas Yoledes, Osham Nazir. We'll see about those cases. Osham Mitzvah, we'll see about that case. Why didn't the Torah actually tell me how much it's got to be worth? Because what happens if it isn't worth that much on the market anymore? What if there's a glut? Shema Yuzlut Zlaim. Ve'elam Takana, uh-oh. And that would mean that if you can't buy a carbon of that value, you would not be able to ever eat kachin. Huh? So that's exactly what we were asking. So you see that when the Torah asserts a particular value, it doesn't help for it to be mifchar nidrecha. It's got to be that value. And that's why the Torah avoided doing this when it came to things that would have prevented you from eating kachin. You're right. Rabbi Yochanan clearly had taught this halacha, and therefore when Rabbi Yochanan made his comment, he could not have said, all these years we never learned this halacha. Of course he learned this halacha. What he meant was, all these years, 40 years, nobody ever asked me this halacha. That's what he meant. So, ema lo limatnu halacha zu. But that's not really possible. Yeah, to finish. So, I don't understand what you mean you never taught it. Rabbi Zera Bar Ada used to go over every word that Rabbi Yochanan ever taught, every 30 days. Just as Barnea used to do. Before he became So over there, he too was Ma'ada Tamude Kotlats and Yumakami. And obviously this halacha was part of that review. You're right. What Rabbi Yochanan said was, I can't believe it's been 40 years and nobody ever asked me publicly to tell him this halacha. You know, you got this great store of things, you know. You're hoping, you got all your lines ready. You're hoping you're going to be able to deliver this line in Parliament. But nobody says the right words here to deliver a line. I've been waiting 40 years for somebody to ask me what the halakha would be about Mechusar. About if you can't find Yuzlut La'im. There you go. Okay, let's get back, now that we've talked about the fun part, let's get back to the content. Gufa. So Abaye asks on that, I'm not giving for Abaye. I mean, is there a reason to give a kitzvah? That's what you're assuming. Since the Torah gives a kitzvah for the Asham, so it should have given a kitzvah for Mechusrei Kapara. So you tell me, well, we didn't want to take a chance. No good. So why not give a kitzvah for a chatas? Maybe give a kitzvah for an Asham, give a kitzvah for a chatas. So Elamiyata Chatat Chelet, Yinatein La Kitzvah, because that's not coming to be matter you to eat kachim. Over there it's Kapara, At Yavala, Lishtariya Be'achilat Kadashimu. And Rava asks, I don't understand. If that's the point, an Asham Nazir, which really is not necessary, if he brings his Chatas, it's really not necessary to restart his Naziras. So it's basically Levat Halawadat, that's the Lashon of the Braita. Because it doesn't make any difference in practical terms if he brings it or he doesn't bring it. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Shem Rabbi Shem Bar Yochai, quotes Shem Bar Yochai's Baraita. Ein lecha davar, shuba levatala, Shem Nazir bilvad. Okay, that's, gosh, fine. I mean, Lamaisa, it's not devastating, because nobody can tell you that anywhere other than an Asham should be a place to give you a value. I mean, after all, the Torah didn't give a value anywhere except for an Asham. So maybe that was the only kasha. If you gave me a value on every usham, why not give me also a value for an usham from a chusar kapara? That's the point. Okay, so it's not a devastating question for Abaye. Somebody sets aside his korban chatat, and he dies. His son cannot utilize his father's chatat for his own korban. Certainly he can't bring it for his father, because, I mean, that's ridiculous. A mate cannot get kapora from a korban chatat, and as a matter of fact, it was a chatat shemetu ba'alav. But even though the son was yoreshet, his son cannot bring it as his own korban. Lo yivyenu b'no tachtav. For that matter, even one's own korban chatas cannot be brought. Not only that, by the way, it's not just that you can't use a korban chatas that you set aside for chaleb to bring for dam. You can't even use a korban chatas that was set aside for yesterday's chaleb for a chet that you did today, eating today's chaleb. So, im ifrish, afil ifrish al chaleb shachal emesh. Why is this? Because the Torah specifies, Shenemar, O Hoda Elav Chatato Asher Chata, it's got to be the Chatat Asher Chata. There's some question as to which pasuk we're being the diagram, we'll see later. And it says there, to bring Si'irat Izim to Mima Nikeva Al Chatato Asher Chata. So, twice we have in the pasuk chatato asher chata, ve'evi chatato asher chata. So that means that the korban has to be korbano l'shem chatato. That's it. It can't be used at all. No, as Rava said earlier, his death is mechaperon. Minani bilei. So how do we know this halacha? Tana Rabbanan, korbano, it says korbano in the Torah, and that teaches us korbano, forget about chatato, vevi korbano, sirat izim, al korbano, hu yotze, veinu yotze be korban aviv. He cannot be yotze with his father's korban. Yochu lo yotze be korban aviv. Okay, that's perhaps referring to a case where his father was mafrish a behemah. So where his father was Bafrish Abehima, I understand that he cannot use it. But I'll explain to you why that's a specific case. And you can't use, I'm ready to admit, you can't use a father's Behima, even where a father was Mafrish, a korban, on an Avera Chamura. You can't use it on an Avera Kala. You cannot use a korban that your father was Mafrish Avera Kala on Avera Chamura. I understand all of that. Okay, but maybe that's because it's different purposes. Maybe you could be Yotzi with a korban that your father was mafrish for the same type of thing. Minakala, but there's no chi of mitah to a different kala. So I understand. Avera of chilul Shabbos, you're not going to be able to use a korban that was set aside for chilul. But, I mean, maybe you can at least for the same one. So let's say your father was mafrish for a chet of chelev. So your chelev would also be good. Or your father was mafrish perhaps from for a chilul Shabbos, from a chamura. So you can use it for chamura. Talmud Lomar, therefore, it says, and it says three times, korbano. It stresses three separate times korbano in three separate places. One by a korban yochid, and two by a korban yochid, because we have two types of korban yochid, siran kipsa, and one by the nasi. So there, one of the korbano teaches me, only korban aviv, only korbano, and not korban aviv, even. Minakala lachamura, lachamura, lachamura. Okay. But I would have thought that that's only when we're talking about an animal. And now I'm ready to go along with saying, you know what? I'll go along with even menakala kala or from a chamura al chamura. But you know why? That's because there is nowhere a place where the Torah does allow you to use your father's animal. Okay? So even if you are a nazir, you can't use a behemah that the father was mafrish for your nazirut either. So eno megaleach nazirut, you cannot shave your hair with a behemah that your father was mafrish for his nazirut. But the din is... and then died. But if your father had been mafrish money, you would be able to use it for nazirut. So maybe I could use even a hafrasha of money that your father had been mafrish for a korban chatas. So maybe avo yotze b'maot shifrish aviv, maybe even min hakala l'chamura or min hachamura l'kala, because the din is that adam migaleach nazirutav al maot shifrish aviv, as long as your father didn't define which bird is for, which money was to buy the chatas, which money was to buy the oil. So he left it satum. The din is, the nazir, a son, can use it for the satum. Okay, so I would say, if that's the case, and lo bizman sheimu for Hashem, if a father left over money for a chatas, and use it for the chatas, Talmud Lomar, therefore, we yet say yet another time, korbano, the korbano yotze, the eno yotze, the korban aviv. Okay, but maybe that's dafka because it's somebody else's, it's your father's. So there I accept the fact. Okay. Yochol lo yetze, even Moses, I accept that. Ushim frish aviv, even when it matches completely. Kala la kala, chamura la chamura, agreed. Aval yotze bekorban shifrish la'atzmo. Okay, all of us understand is Lagabi utilizing the fathers. But maybe at least your own korban, for heaven's sakes, you set aside a korban, and over here you were mafrish, the korban for yourself. Maybe for chilul Shabbat you should be able to use it for chilul, for maybe even for chilul alala chamura. Talmud lomar korbano chatato ach yehe l'shem chatat. Over here we have korbano, but also al chatato. So even though over here the korbano is yotze, it has to be on his chait. Yochol, that might be lo yatsa b'korban atzmo b'veimashi frish latzmo. That's okay. If you were mafrish an animal min akala lakala min achumura lachamura, I understand you can't do that, but that's because it has to be the same chait. Shekeni mifrish b'ima alachelev, and then you ended up bringing aladam. Aladam v'ibi alachelev. But that's because that money, now here comes a very opaque statement, which the Gemara is going to explain afterwards. Sha'arei lo ma'al v'lo kiper. In such a case, you weren't ma'al and you weren't machapa, whatever that's supposed to mean. But you should be able to be yotze with ma'ot, that you were mafish for yourself, from a kala la kala or a kamura la kamura, for that matter, even from a kamura la kala la kala la kamura. Why? Because if you were mafish ma'ot for chelev, and you ended up misusing that money to bring a chatas al hadam, or vice versa, al hadam, maybe al chelev, what would be the din over there? If you took that money, you were ma'al. If you were ma'al with that money, the money is yotze l'chulin. If the money is yotze l'chulin, you can bring it for whatever the heck you want to bring it, because the initial intent was irrelevant. So in that case, you would be ma'al and mechaper. Therefore, you should be able to use such money, even l'chatchila, to be able to go ahead and to, since it's shayach me'ilah, so if you went ahead and said, listen, I don't want to be ma'al, I just want to utilize what was meant to be a chatas anyway, for a different chait. Talmud lomar korbano al chatato, achie korbano l'shem cheto. It has to bring brought very, very specifically al chatato. The truth is about Lucas Rishonim referring exactly to the same words and just being more medayek, or we were looking before at the beginning of the pasuk. What is the meaning of those words? Shekein lo ma'al v'lo kiper. I didn't quite understand that. Tirgam ha'refuah ba'ashimi kameder of papa chikama. Since lemaisa, if you would have gone out to misuse the behima, what would be the din? You cannot be mo'el in the sense of being motzi l'chulin. In other words, if there was no mum, you can't be motzi behima of kedushat aguf t'chulin from kedushat ha'mizbeach, even if you are mo'el. The only thing you could be motzi l'chulin is ma'ot. Okay, so I understand. If you cannot be ma'ot, so kippur inami lo mechaper. Makes sense that you shouldn't be able to use that carbon to be mechaper lechatchila for something else. But I understand that hova kachlo matzeh b'shani. That explains why I can't use it lechatchila. But ma'ot, had I gone out to be mishana, then I would have been ma'al on the ma'ot, which means that I would have brought a carbon me'il on it, and it would have now been chulin. So maybe I'm in betchila na'ami ma'itex. I should be able to actually go lechatchila, because this shows that it's biyadi to utilize these ma'ot. So maybe ma'ot is not as clear-cut, limited to carbono al chatato, that it has to be dafka l'shem chatato. Kamash balan, afal piken, you cannot utilize not the animal that your father was mafrish, not that he was mafrish even on exactly the same chait, and not the money that your father was mafrish, and not the money that he was mafrish even on the same chait, despite the fact that you would have been able to use the money that he was mafrish without being mafarish if it was for nazirut. And not only that, even your own behemah, you can't, even if you were mafrish it on exactly the same chait, yesterday's chelev as opposed to today's chelev, but even the mo'os that you were mafrish for yesterday's chelev, which you chayach me'ilan, even that you cannot utilize for any other purpose. Mafrish shnei sleim la'asham v'lakach v'am shnei elim la'asham. Im ha'yachad me'em yafa shnei sleim yikarev la'ashamo, v'asheni yera'er chizta'ev yimacher v'yipluda mavzim edava. Lakach v'am shnei elim l'chulim, echad yafa shnei sleim, ואחד יפה עשרה זוז, היפה שתי סלעים יקרב לאשמו, והשני למעילתו, meaning to the גזל מעילתו. Because it's worth exactly 25% more than the original value that you had been mailing. אחד לאשם ואחד לחולים, so you were only mailing half. אם היה של אשם יפה שתי סלעים יקרב לאשמו, Hasheni, if it's worth that, can be brought for his asham mi'ilot, but then you'll have to bring with it selah v'chumsha, which is the value of the mi'ila plus a chomesh. When you use the word mi'ilato, quote, diktani reisha, what do you say over there? Hasheni mi'ilato, meaning what? Ilema, do you mean the El Asham? You're telling me that the Chomish Bahadi Ayam Adele, Vaktivat Asher Chatam and HaKodesh Yishalem, that Chamishito Yosef Elav Mashmanet, it's not coming with the aisle, it's Almabadi Gizelom Adele. Not to mention the fact that the very Mishnah here, Katari Seifa, Echad Le Asham Yechad Le Cholin Mayashel Asham Yafa, Shtei Slaim Yikarev La Ashamo, Vashini Lemi Ilato, Viyavi Ima, aha, Sela v'chumsha, which is including the chomesh, in the payment, not in the animal. Alma chomesh pari gizelo maitele. Ela, obviously, the word, quote, milato, unquote, means, my di'itani me'egdash. V'yeshno, precisely, mishtei sla'im, where over there you're mafrish for asham. You bought shnei elim l'chulin. So now you're going to have to use shnei sla'im makrivle. That's the el asham. And the one that was yafa asarazuz, you will have to use for yoivle l'maydi tani mehekdash, which is precisely gizelo v'chum shom. Ha! In which case the word mi'ilato means gizelo. Let me get this straight. So, b'mayokim to l'mi'ilato d'resha, gizelo? Okay. Let's look at the use of the same word in the seifa. Echad li'asham v'yachad l'chulin, imayashal asham yafash te'slaim, yikarev la'ashamo, v'asheni l'mi'ila, v'yavima sela v'chumsha. So, in this case, it's very, very clear that the word alma mi'ilato, unquote, is a reference to the Yala Hashem. Now, for heaven's sakes, the Reisha is using the word mi'ilato to mean gizelo. The Seifa is using mi'ilato to mean the Yala Hashem. Does that make sense to you? Well, yeah, because the Reisha, havile ayal de zavan or ruban, keren v'chumsho, korele li'milato gizelo, Seifa de lo havile ruban, keren v'chomish, exactly. Korele el asham mi'ilato, to make it clear that that's his korban mi'ila, not his original ayah. V'yavi ma'asela v'chumsha. Boy, Rabbi Nasha Bargada, how about if a guy goes ahead and he has a kinus of chumashim? Can he put them together and utilize them for his asham? Ma'ashit chaper. Mi amrina, that even if that's only mishum de katarach, and that therefore he has a right to use it. Avalok lo katarach, lo mitchaper at all. So perhaps he'll deal with the other way. Perhaps that's only mishum de lo afreshe for that purpose. Aval hadein kinutz chomashim, where afreshe. Because after all, I'm assuming, how did you get two for one? So my love, the Zavan Arba for a cheapo ayo, and then it was Shava. So now it's worth manya. And shmamina, that you can use that. No. The ozil roe gabe. Okay, how about this price? Atashma. Look, achayo beselo pitmo, emido ashtayim. Kosher, shmamina adam mitkaper b'shevachekdash. No, I mean, over here he was pitmo shiny, because he paid that out of his own pocket. Chaser leit manya. Okay, what about this case? Toshma, lakach ayel besela v'areu b'shtayim. Kosher? Nah, it's talking about kishpitmo. Nobody had to be talking about giyach and a reisha. No, reisha is talking about the zavan v'arba, v'yashpache v'arba. Achrine. Over there was chasle t'manya. Seifa, where it was zavi v'arba, but it was only yashpache v'tlata. And it's still shavi t'manya. So wait a minute, if that's the case, Yochim HaSeifa says, Yishalim Sela. I thought you just said he already paid 7 zuz. How do you get a Sela? No. Yishalim means Yashlim, the Tashlum of the Sela. But Yisrael ain't out of Mitzchaper B'Shevach Hekdesh. What good is it going to be to give the Tashlum of the Sela my Avi? You need an Ayobet Shtei Tzla'im B'Yinan and you don't have it? Well, Olam Kasavar Adam is Mitzchaper B'Shevach Hekdesh. So then I don't understand. Then you shouldn't have to pay anything. Well, any time of the Gevta Shuma Sela is only Xer Drabonim. Shema Yom Ruhaya Pachot Mishtei Slaim Mechaper. Anyway, bottom line. My Avi Allah. Other Mechaper Veshavachak Veshana Tashma. Veshat Afrasha Yafes Sela. Veshat Kapara Yafash Tei Slaim. Yatsa. Boy Rabbi Elazar. Adam Mechaper Veshavachak Veshol. I'm Rabbi Yoch, I can't believe it. Kama Shanim Gadal Zebenein Veloshem Alachazu Mimeni. Wait, you're telling me the Amr of Yochanan? Oh, yes, indeed. We all have an Amr, that's right. V'lat todau t'murato. V'chein. Hamafrish todato v'yavda. V'frish acher atachten. Now we found the first one. That is the second one, t'mura, v'lat, replacement, ain't to the lacha. Now Rabbi Chanina, v'shalach, v'shmed Rabbi Yochanan. By the way, that's Loshana lacha kapora. Over there, the v'lat doesn't require lacha. But if you're making the vlad the kapora, so if it's made kapora, then the vlad is tone lechem. How can the vlad be the kapora? Shema amina, that adam is mit kapora, b'sheva chagdesh. Another question, Rabbi Lazar asks, Baalei chayim nirachim o enam nirachim. I can't believe it. Harei kama shanim gadal ze b'neinu, v'lo shama lachazo mimeni? What, you're saying that Rabbi Yochanan said it? Oh, I sure am. The Omer of Yochanan, Be'ema Shashnei Shutavim, Higdish Chetzia, Bechazav Alaka Chetzia, Higdish HaKadusha, but it's not Kreva. And it's Osa Tumura, but the Tumura does just as bad. It's Kedusha, but it's not Kreva. Shema Mina Tlat, Shema Mina Baalei Chayim Nidachim, Shema Mina, that Dichui, Mi'ikara Havi Dichui, Veshema Mina, Yesh Dichui Bedamim, by Rabbi Lazar. Who's Lutla Imbo Lami, you can't pay two. If you'd look all over the world, there's not something that expensive. Ma. Mi Arminan Mifkar Nidrechem Bina, and of course, I was Yotze, Ayika. O Dioma Kesef Shkalim is an absolute Bina, and Veleka. Om Rabbi Yochanan, wow, Kamashanim Gidalu together in the Beit HaMedrash, and we never thought of this. Lo Shamano Alachazu. What do you mean, Lo Shamano Alachazu? Om Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Mipne Ma Lonat Natora Kitzba. Because we're afraid Shema Yuzlutlaim, and then Elam Takanala Choba Kadashim. So clearly, it's a limiting absolute. Well, to change that to Lolimadnu Halachazu, not Lolamadnu. What do you mean Lolimadnu? And what about when Reb Zera Barada was Mahada Tabudei every 30 days Kamei? So obviously, he had taught it. No, it means. He never had a chance to use the line in Parliament. Lonit bakchala chazom imenu bibet hamidrash gufa. Om Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Yishim bar Yochai. Mipnei ma lo natna Torah kitzva b'mchusre kapara. Shema yuzlut laim v'enam takada lecho bekadashim. Mat kiflo abai. So that's the case. Why not chatat chelem? Yinaten la kitzva. After all, it's coming the kapara. Lo nishtarei b'achilat kadashim. Matki Florova, and why not if that's the reason? So Miata, what about an Oshum Nazir? Why shouldn't it have a kitzpa? Because I mean it's coming for no real purpose. Well, we cannot define precisely what it achieves. Yala Sham Nazir Bivad Kash. Hamafish Khatatova made Loyivyanu Binotaktab. Not only that, nobody can bring me chet al chet. Not only that, afili fish al chelav shachal emesh. Lo yevieno al chelav shachal ayom. Shenema korbano al chatato. Ad she korbano l'shem chatato. Mino ni mila. Tan rabbanu korbano ve korbano yetzi ve yetzi be korban aviv. Yocho, okay. Lo yetzi be korban aviv biveima. She fish aviv min akala al chamura. But I mean, why not be Yotzi with Korban Shifrish Aviv on the same level chait? Minakala lakala, or minakamura lakamura, Talmud lamar korbano, the korbano yotze, any yotze, the korbano shel Aviv. Yochol lo yetze be korban Aviv, b'veima shifrish, afilu minakala lakala, minakamura lakamura. That's because you cannot be Megaleach as Nizirut on a Beima Shifrish Aviv. But Ma'ot, maybe you could be Yotze. Ma'ot Shifrish Aviv, perhaps even Menachala Lachamura, Menachamura Lachala, because after all the din is that an Adam is Megaleach Nizirotav on Ma'ot Shifrish Aviv as long as his father didn't define what that money, particular korban, was for. Zman Shem Stumim. The Rebbe Zman Shem Mefurashim. Talmud Lomar, Korbano, Korbano Yotze, and Yotze Berkan Avayde Aviv, we have three times Korbano mentioned in the Torah, twice by Yochid, once by Nasi. Yoko lo yetze, I admit, even ma'ot. Even mina kala la kala, mina chamura la chamura, that's fine. But, I mean, his own carbon. Yotze per carbon, shifish la tzmo, afil mina chamura la kala, mina kala la chamura, Talmud lomar, korbano al chatato, ache le shem the chatat that he had said it for. Yochlo yetze b'kaban atzmo b'vehima shifrish latzmo afilu min hakalam al hakalam min hakamura al hakamura. But that's because, let's say a guy was mafrish b'hima al hachelev, and then he went ahead and misused it b'vehil adam, or b'vehil adam, a mafrish al adam b'vehil hachelev. That's because hare loma al v'lo kiper, but had he set aside ma'ot, shifrish latzmo min hakala al hakala, u min hakamura al hakamura, for that matter, even because, look, theoretically, had he been mail in that money, would have been the din, he would have been mail, and therefore it should be mechaper. What's the ma'avaloki brown get that? Lo ma'avaloki per. Tirgum Rav Shruba Shimi, kamed Rav Papat Chama. Kima de lo matzi ma'il. There's no way to actually be ma'il in the sense of being motzi the kedusha taguf techulin. So that explains why kippur daimel mechaper. Okay, so all the kach lo matzi mishani. So obviously you can't go be mishani lechatvila. Avo ma'ot kima de imishani. It would have been ma'il. And maite korban meila same betchila nami maite bring it for your korban kamashman even that not.